a huge deal. It's something we've been working at getting for quite some time now, since I've been here. So it's been about 7 years. I got here in 2007, and we set the goal at that time to get a high-profile amateur tournament, either a USGA tournament or something like this. And we actually got offered a USGA tournament, and we turned it down to take this tournament instead.
Well, that speaks really highly to be able to have that tough decision to make.
Yeah. You know, it obviously came down to our owners to make that decision, but I think they made the right one.
For those who aren't familiar with the Junior PGA Championship, let's start a little bit bigger with the PGA and then this specific tournament.
You know, the PGA is the PGA of America, made up of 27,000 teaching golf professionals around the United States. Obviously, they have a lot of big tournaments that they run, including the PGA Championship, one of the four majors on the PGA Tour. They also run the President's Cup and the Ryder Cup, which are very huge golf events as well. The Junior PGA Championship is basically one of the four majors in the world for the best junior golfers in the world. It's very difficult to qualify for this tournament. Probably only two or three players from Texas will qualify. In each of the divisions. There's a boys' division and a girls' division. It's an enormous, enormous event for the Bryan-College Station area and for Miramont Country Club, and we are so happy to have it.
The other thing that I really like about the Junior PGA Championship, it's both young men and young women.
Right. Literally the best young women and young men in the world.
In fact, your email to me rattled off some names, and I'll let you pick and choose which of the names you want to highlight about some of the junior champions from years gone by.
Right. Well, one of the players that's most exciting is a young lady player that just won her first major on the LPGA Tour, and that's Lexi Thompson. So I know the PGA is super excited about that. Master champion Trevor Immelman, U.S. Open champion Christy Kerr, PGA champion David Toms, and then some of the biggest names in golf's history, Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson, finished second in this event. So, you know, you can see that the players in this event will be seeing on TV in the next 4 or 5 years, probably doing some amazing stuff on tour.
So when is Miramont hosting, and the call for volunteers is out?
Well, the call for volunteers is being shouted loudly right now. They can go to juniorpgachampionship.com and sign up to be a volunteer. They have to fill out a volunteer application. The dates of the event: it begins with practice rounds on Sunday, July 27th. Practice rounds will take place that Sunday and Monday. And then the tournament rounds will be July 29th through August 1st. It's a four-day tournament. They're here for a total of 6 days. And we need upwards of 100 volunteers for each one of the days. So we need a lot of help from the community, and we ask that they all get excited and involved for this super special event.
And you don't have to be a golf nut to be a volunteer.
If you just like beautiful places, you can be a volunteer and be perfectly satisfied as well.
What are some of the positions that are out there, regardless of whether you have any sort of knowledge of the sport? You can still be used as a volunteer.
Oh, sure. We need help with concierge-type services. You know, we have people at all of the entrances telling our visitors where they can go, what services are offered in different locations. We have parking volunteers. We have people to shuttle volunteers from the parking to their proper locations. We have people working and scoring. We have people walking with each one of the groups, scoring each one of the groups. There's really a lot of things that they can do, and they don't need to be golf savvy to help us out.
What's the expected attendance, not only from those who are participating, but who will be accompanying the players, and what sort of visitation number has this event seen in the past in other places?
I can tell you what we can expect here. And there's 78 players in each division, so it'll be a total of 156 players here for 6 days. And obviously all of them will bring at least one parent, and many of them will bring their entire families. The PGA and their group is going to be upwards of 50 people, including the president of the PGA. Will be here for the whole week, and we're honored to have him here at the club.
It is quite a competition among courses to bring these type of events in.
Yeah, I mean, I can tell you last 2 years this event was held at Trump National in Washington, D.C., one of Donald Trump's new places, and it is also a spectacular venue, and he was very aggressive going for this tournament. He's trying to host a PGA championship, and you know, that's just kind of the level of club that makes this achievement, and once again, we're super proud. I would also like to mention that the Golf Channel will be televising the event in hour-long programs during the event, and they'll re-air it afterwards as well. So we're excited to have Miramont on TV nationally as well.
I'm guessing that the owners of Miramont, they're not going to stop with just this event. They're wanting to be able to host other majors down the line, and this is a great test for that.
Yes, yes, that's true. It's exposure. It's about exposure and prestige, you know. We know what we have here at Miramont, but there's a lot of people around the country that don't realize that there's such a special place here in Bryan College Station. And we want to let them know. And that's one of the best ways to do it, is hosting top-flight championship tournaments, especially ones that can be seen on television.
I think the same thing can be said about the locals to a degree. If you just drive by Boonville Road or Briarcrest or 1179 on the backside, you really don't have an idea of how spectacular of a property Miramont is.
Yeah, that's funny. I remember coming here for an interview, and I had seen, you know, all of the pictures on the website, and thought it was you know, super neat. But then driving up Clubhouse Drive and then driving around the golf course, I was just put in awe by just how amazing and how large and how broad a scope and how spectacular it was. It's still, when I drive around, I'm amazed.
We're visiting in mid-April. The event is not until the end of July, but I'm sure you and your staff are working now to have the course ready to go.
We're going at it 100%. We're working on it every day. The job of getting the volunteers is a pretty big one. As I said earlier, we need upwards of 100 of them every day. And the planning and the work has already begun in earnest, and we're excited.
Thanks again to Mark Greer, the head pro at Miramont. Miramont, the host for the Junior PGA Championship. Again, while it's not until the end of July, they're looking to get the volunteer corps put together now. More information is online at juniorpgachampionship.com. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.